Tom, a big thank you for joining us.
No,
another difficult afternoon, really, there. It's just, well, I mean, what do you say?
We set out to not concede early, like we've been doing. We wanted to turn them early doors and then earn the right to play. We did that to a certain extent. We stopped them playing. We kept our shape well. We're just not doing the basics right at the minute. It's the 5-yard passes, it's the winning second ball, it's winning your headers, it's getting balls into the box. It's the work rate and the desire and the heart. And to say I'm disappointed is an understatement today.
I mean, talk about the basics. One of the things that it looked like in the first half, the difference between the two forward lines, if I could say it, bring this up, is the fact that when Spendymoor had the ball in the final third, either Ramshaw or Tooten, they always had at least three options.
Yeah.
And they were all possible passes that were purposeful passes. Whereas us going forward, we were looking at second balls only.
Yeah.
And it's... How do we go about that?
Yeah, I've just said that in the dressing room there. There's nobody who wants it. There's nobody who wants to go and affect a game. There's no one who wants to go grab it by the scruff of the neck and take it to the opposition. And that comes with confidence and fitness as well. I don't think we look fit enough. That's probably down to myself and the coaching staff. But yeah, the movement's poor. Everything today is massively disappointing. And I've let the boys know that in there. And they know, they fully know what it takes to play for this club. And more than half of them in there today, they don't deserve to wear the shirt.
Well, if we could talk, 0-0 at half time, still in the game, primarily thanks to Crellin in a way, and the winning headers from Lynch and Baird, who once again were decent despite the fact they conceded two goals this afternoon. In the second half, you talk about the fitness, it kind of, there was elements when Spendymoor were on the attack where we just looked like we were walking defending. It was like it was almost like a mess about in the park, you know, when your mates are going home at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're like,
obviously it comes with confidence and stuff like that, but there's no excuse for not working hard. I've never been the best player in the world, but I'll always wear my heart on my sleeve and I'll give 110%. And if you're shattered, tell me, you can come off. There's always players on the bench that are itching to get on, but the body language, there's nobody at the minute who's grabbing the game by the scruff of the neck saying, I'll be the man to change this game and going ahead and doing it.
Is that disappointing? Obviously we know we've got young players, but we do have a lot of experienced players who you'd expect to be going, you'd be doing that job.
Yeah, a lot of experience in there. Like we said, we maybe had a false pre-season because we looked very good. We looked like we were out fighting teams. We looked like we were getting the ball down and playing. And something somewhere is just not clicking right now. And it's not great. And to be honest, we deserve to be exactly where we are in the table. And it's getting embarrassing.
Now, how do we identify where the problems are and how we can change it? How do you do that?
We've got to speak to players. We've got to, if they don't want to be here, that's how they can go. We can get other players in. That's no problem. People want to come and play for FC United, and they want to come wear the heart on the sleeves and have that heart and desire. And that's all I ask from the lads. And if they don't want that, then contract or non-contract, they can go. That's absolutely fine. We've got to watch the games back. We've got to get them in training, working hard, and working on different things and the things that we're making mistakes on. But it's not even the complicated stuff. It's the basics, like I keep saying. It's the 5-yard passes. It's just the wanting to go win games and go and affect games. And if you're a winger, get out wide, get the ball into the box. But there's none of it. There's none of it. We haven't tested their keeper once today.
I suppose it's just on the training ground, I suppose, isn't it?
Of course. Last season, when we went to a 3-5-2 or a 5-3-2, whichever way you want to look at it, we did that because we were conceding goals, and we've gone back to that today. And like I said, in the first half, we told them to turn them. And let me and Kurt just chase everything down, and to a certain extent we did it. Once they've scored the penalty, it just looked like it sucked the life out of us. Last season we were going goals down, two goals down, three goals down, and you never thought we were out of the game. And there's just not that feel at the minute, and something somewhere has got to click for us, or else, well, it's going to be a very long season for us.
So we've got Bradford Park Avenue on Sunday.
Yeah,
I know it's another club close to your heart. Going into this game now, it does feel like, you know, the confidence is just taking a kick in every game we play, more or less.
I mean,
how do you ensure that if we do go 1-0 down, which statistically we do, we go down, whenever I've watched FC United over the last 12 years, we always concede a goal earlier. How do we get back from that and on our feet and to an FC United team that we've all come to know and love?
Yeah, it's down to individuals and leaders. I brought these lads in because I thought these were lads that wear the heart on the sleeve, and they really, really dig deep for the teammates. And I'm not seeing that at the minute. I'm not seeing it from the older lads. I'm not seeing it from the younger lads. So that's something that we've got to address. We've got to get the lads in training and working hard. Like I say, we don't look fit enough. The fitness comes comes first for me, and we don't look fit enough, and I'll take the blame for that. It's been a long pre-season, we've had lots of games, so we should be there. So whether we're not looking after ourselves outside of the football club, then that's down to individuals. But this club doesn't deserve to be where it is at the minute, and it's getting tough.
And personnel wise, you made four changes today to the team that played on Saturday, which also had changes, and obviously injuries take the toll. But where are you at the moment with what your starting 11 is, your strongest starting 11? Because there's players who are missing today, and obviously there's...
To be honest, the lads that are not playing, they can't grumble. The lads, if they're not playing on Sunday, they can't grumble, because at the minute, not one of them deserves to keep the shirt. So it's a difficult one. We'll go again, and it sometimes comes down to, well, more than often than not, it comes down to training and performances on the pitch. So it's something that, again, we'll have to look at. But at the minute, not one of them can grumble if they're on the bench on Sunday.